In 1909, Albany Institute board member Samuel Brown purchased two mummies from the Cairo Museum. One was partially unwrapped at Brown's request so he could be sure he was getting the real McCoy. The ancient duo traveled to upstate New York by steamship. The mummies have been on continuous display for more than 100 years, along with their mummified cat. They have been seen by thousands upon thousands of visitors to the Albany Institute. In 2012, the pair were briefly taken from their display cases, transported to Albany Medical Center, and scanned using cutting-edge technology in efforts to learn more about them. They made a similar journey back in the 1980s for X-ray examination, but the leaps in technology seemed to demand they be given another look. The project and process is the subject of a film documentary titled The Albany Mummies, Unraveling an Ancient Mystery. Albany Institute board member, University at Albany English professor, and Humanities Center director Mary Valentis co-wrote and co-produced the picture.
I thought, why not document the process of the mummies going from the Institute to Albany Medical Center? I had seen these mummies when I was in third grade at the Girls Academy, and they were fascinating, scary, and their story was very interesting.
Who hasn't been fascinated by the lure of the mysteries of ancient Egypt?
Popular culture has really exploited and plays with Egyptian images and sounds and music.
From the early pyramid digs in the 1700s to the modern-day TV series Stargate, Egypt has been fabled in story and song.
See the pyramids along the Nile.
Voyager 1, the first spacecraft to leave the solar system, now in interstellar space, carries on board a 12-inch gold-plated copper disc containing sounds and images selected to portray the diversity of life and culture on Earth, including satellite photographs of the Nile, which likely include landscape our Albany mummies once called home. Co-writer, producer, retired UAlbany journalism professor Bill Rainbolt explains why it's important Albany gets to know its mummies better.
The purpose of studying history is not to teach us to make us more clever, but to make us more wise. That's the genesis of trying to look into the past, and especially specifically with mummies, and these mummies, and begin to see what was their life like at the time, how did they define things around them at the time, but more specifically, the theme of this whole film, and it's actually said in this way in the film, is that our bodies tell our stories to a great extent. Everything that has ever happened to us in our bodies has made it what it is today. At my age, at your age, or whatever, everything that's happened to you physically has contributed to making your body what it is today. And so when we're able to look back in a scientific way and examine it with increasing advances in technology, which is a motive for the film, then we can learn even more. What was their health like? Did ancient Egyptians have the same kind of heart disease issues or cancer or arthritis or numbers of other things that we have?
The film has had public screenings, most recently on Albany area PBS affiliate WMHT. The Institute's 2013 exhibition, GE Presents, The Mystery of the Albany Mummies, opens September 21st and runs through June 8th, 2014. And there's more at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.
Walk like an Egyptian. Walk like an Egyptian.